shot. We got a... Because somebody got shot or stabbed and...
wounded.
There you go. Or just the present and what it is.
A wound.
Okay. Say this gunshot wound, when it doesn't heal real well and a white stuff, skinless type of stuff grows around to the edge, what would you call that? Sometimes it has to be cut out.
Infection.
You ever heard of proud flesh? Good. You must be very proud of it. If you got just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Alcohol.
Some of the brown stuff?
The kill thing? Brown.
Brown stuff that stings? Come on now.
Dilate. Brown.
Brown, brown. Use it to stain things in the microscope. It's in salt too, sometimes in salt. That plain salt and then leave the brown stain in it.
Iodine.
There you go. I knew I'd get something there.
That's so dumb.
What about something for malaria? Tonic for malaria.
Medicine.
Starts up the queue.
Cleaning.
If a man was shot and recovered, you say that he won. Any way that you might say it not to hurt people's feelings, and any other words you might use?
Passed on.
Okay, how would you use that?
He passed away.
Well, when would you use died and passed on? Would that be different? You might say passed on when you didn't want to, you know, really do the line of that.
Yeah.
And grow.
He died over, dummy.
Any other crude ways of saying that?
Kick the bucket.
Here's a neat one, he pegged out.
That's kind of cruel.
I don't know what he died. Any kind of joking terms to that? Or formal terms? I didn't know when he died.
Died from?
Okay. Would it be a difference between from?
That makes it sound like he had a disease or something. You know?
From?
Like he could have been. It could have been anything.
This is the place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Okay, is there a